Blinn Lady Bucks softball is on the air. KWHI's broadcast of the Lady Blinn Bucks game against Galveston is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by the Brenham Sports Friends Association, by Plan North Architecture, Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Colcourse Food, Nathan's Barbecue, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, DDM Pipe and Steel, Blinn College, Tegeler Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, HEB, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gotti's in Brenham. We'll go out to the field with your host, Doug Brown.
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Holt Park here in the beautiful city of Brenham, Texas on an overcast day. And they just finished the first game of the doubleheader, and it was Blinn winning over Galveston 7-6. It was quite the exciting game there, Tommy.
I tell you what, it was one that would make the heart speed up its rate just a little bit.
Yeah, and when we got here, they were in the fourth inning. It was tied 3-3. Blinn took a 4-3 lead, and then bottom of the fifth inning, Alyssa Boozy coming up with a big hit for Blinn, a three-run homer, put Blinn up 7-3 at the time. But then Galveston coming up with a pair of home runs, a two-run shot and a solo shot, and all of a sudden that was cut to a 7-6 lead. But Peyton Welker able to settle down, get the last three outs, and get the win.
No doubt about it. She hit the bad part of that Galveston lineup. When I say the bad part, she hit the part of the lineup with all the hitters, and she just, you know, had a couple of pitches that her location just wasn't the best, and they happened to get a few runs off of her. But she settled in and, you know, got three quick outs and get the big win for the Bucks.
Certainly was, and we got more to come here on our pregame show. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blinn Buck Baseball, Blinn Ladybuck Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Throw on your Bucks gear and get ready to cheer. Citizen State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Blinn Bucks baseball and softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first. Not just in banking service, but in the community too. Because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your pride alongside of us during the Blinn Bucks baseball and softball games. Citizen State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people making local decisions. Member FDIC.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
All right, and we come back here to Holt Park where we're getting ready for game number two of our doubleheader between the Blinn Buccaneers and the Galveston Whitecaps. In case you're just joining us, Blinn won the opener 7-6 and now going for the sweep. As we take a look at the conference standings right now, you've got San Jacinto sitting on top of the standings. Galveston is at number two, Blinn at number three. But between the three teams, only three games separate them. San Jack is at the top with 32 wins, Galveston 31, and Blinn with 29. So if Blinn could take the second game, they'd be only one game behind Galveston for second place.
No doubt about it. The second game is a really, really important game. And you get another victory here, and it makes, you know, the rest of the season really, really interesting.
It certainly does. And you look towards, like, the conference tournament, and when they go to the position with the ones and fours and twos and threes, in that first round, big difference between playing a two versus playing a three.
No doubt about it. And especially when it goes one and four, it's even a bigger spread there.
But, yeah.
It's going to be fun. You know, that's why it's going to be a great afternoon. You know, I hope we can see another Buck victory.
It certainly is. And Alvin right now is there in that fourth spot. And then you look ahead, look on to the North Division, and right now it's Bossier Parish. They are tied with Trinity Valley for the top spot. Paris is in the three hole, and Tyler is number four. And that is a look at the conference standings. We got more to come here on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsor.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
And as we come back here, Doug Brown and Tommy Langey with you from the from Lady Buccaneer Softball Field, located out in the heart of Holt Park, and waiting on game number two of our doubleheader between the Blinn Buccaneers and the Galveston Whitecaps. Yeah, well, I was looking for something that I was fixing to mention, and then it seems to have disappeared. Let me try another location. I was going to give a shout out to our Blinn Buccaneer dance team who went down to Nationals over in Florida and came back with another championship. And of course, reception not the best out here at the park. There we go. Finally found it. And, yep, Buccaneers repeated as Junior College Palm Division champions last week at the National Dance Alliance and National Cheer Alliance College Nationals in Daytona, Florida, and turned one oversized trophy into two in a great win. Congratulations to Coach Sarah Barlin-Fosowski. Since she's been here, I mean, it's amazing the job she's done with that program, and I'll toot her own horn a little bit, but they won a combined 17 cheer and dance national championships, and that's in the last since 2014. That's just an amazing job that she's done there over and over again, putting up a great score every year and bringing that home. And so imagine during football season we'll have another trophy presentation. And but congratulations to the dance team on that. Also, Blinn Buccaneer baseball team, they have got a big series. They're playing Galveston as well, but that's in a four-game series. Blinn won the opener last night 8-3, and they're going to play tomorrow at 3 o'clock over in Galveston. And then they've actually moved up the doubleheader. Originally, they were supposed to play Saturday at Leroy Dreyer Field in the doubleheader, but because the threat of inclement weather, we've got like an 80% chance of rain on Saturday. They've moved it up. They're now going to play Friday at 3 o'clock, is my understanding. And be aware of that, that the Blinn games are going to be Friday, not Saturday. Meantime, we're going to go ahead and take another break, and Tommy's going to see if he can chase down some lineups for us. And we'll continue with more of the pregame as soon as we send you back to the studios. And let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Blinn North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including full-service design and planning of workspaces, learning environments, and worship spaces. Celebrating 10 years in business, Blinn North is dedicated to the innovative and economical design in and around Washington County. Blinn North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Co-Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding areas, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor, specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
All right, we're back here moving and grooving as we're getting ready for the start of game number two of the doubleheader between the Blinn Buccaneers and the Galveston Whitecaps. In case you're just joining us, the Bucs won that first game 7-6, and now they improved their overall record to 29-16-1. Blinn dominating here in here at Holt Park. They are now 15-3-1 at home this season, and now 13-6 in conference play. And in the meantime, let's take a look at their schedule that they've got upcoming for the Bucs. And as soon as I can scroll down here. And coming up next, the Bucs are scheduled to go on the road at Angelina College in Lufkin for a doubleheader. And that one will get underway at 1 o'clock. Then they're going to be back here at Holt Park next Wednesday for a doubleheader. And they've got number one ranked McLennan coming into town. And then they will wrap up the regular season with a doubleheader 1 week from Saturday on the 27th. They're going to go to San Jacinto. And that'll be a 1 o'clock start time there. So that Next Wednesday, that doubleheader with McClendon will be the final home games of the regular season for the Buccaneers. So if you haven't had a chance to see them, get on out here to the ballpark. Still got time to get out here and take this one in this evening. Or, as we said on the 24th, come by and pay your respects, of course, to the sophomore class who's really done a great job the last couple of seasons, playing their final games in a Buccaneer uniform, and then moving on to other things. And then, of course, there's the conference tournament, which will be coming up as well. And then on over to the, of course, it's been a few years, but we'd love to see them get a chance to go back to nationals again. But that's still in the works there. And we are continuing now countdown to the start of the next game. And we're going to take a break, and we'll come and we'll have more of the pregame show after we come back. But first, let's send you to the studios and hear another 2 minutes from our Blinn Buccaneer pregame sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Bucks and Lady Bucks. Go Bucks and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks.
Join Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation for the Senior Fan Drive in partnership with Traditions Healthcare. Now through Saturday, June 1st, you can help make a difference in the lives of seniors in need by donating new fans to the Margaret E. Blizzard Senior Activity Center. Your contribution will bring relief and comfort during the warm summer months. Donate your fans at Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center or contact Alice at 451-9592 for more information. Come together to support your seniors and ensure they stay cool and comfortable this summer.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers baseball softball season.
All right, and back we go. We're still waiting on the Blinn lineup, but we do have the Galveston lineup here, so we'll go ahead and pass that along to you. And for the Whitecaps, it'll be Samantha Gonzalez leading things off and playing second base. Batting second will be the left fielder, Jessica Monroe. Batting third will be the shortstop, and that is Ella Herrig. Then we got the designated batting for the designated player, and that is Carly Barba. Batting fifth is the catcher, Brooklyn Spencer. Batting sixth is the first baseman, that is Tallulah Savankasiva. And that is taking a wild guess on that. And then seventh is the third baseman, and that is Bree Hauser. Batting eighth is the right fielder, Emily Parks. Batting ninth, center fielder, Hannah Griffith. And doing the pitching for the Whitecaps in the second game is Bryn Glidewell. And that is a look at the Whitecaps starting lineup. And hopefully here shortly we'll have the Buccaneers starting lineup. But first, while we're waiting, we'll go ahead and send you back to the studios, and let's hear another, this time 90 seconds, from our sponsors.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Take charge. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then play like a champion in their arcade filled with the classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. After the game, head to Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. You'll never strike out when you're bringing the whole team. Located just off of Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
And back we go here, and it's time now to take a look at your Blinn softball starting lineup. And the starting lineup is brought to you by the Bank of Brenham. Bank with Bob, the Bank of Brenham, the bank you take with you, and the bank you come home to. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham. Local, friendly, mobile, member FDIC. And for the Bucks, it'll be Haley Hughes leading things off and playing third base. Batting second will be the left fielder, Aaron Castillo. Batting third will be the center fielder, Elena Calvillo. Batting fourth, first baseman, Bailey Betcher. Batting fifth will be the second baseman, Ripley Welker. Batting sixth will be the shortstop, Caden Harms. Batting seventh, right fielder, Darian DeLeon. Batting eighth will be the designated player, Alyssa Boozy. Batting ninth is the catcher, Madison Henley. And doing the pitching for the Buccaneers will be Bella De Los Santos. And that is a look at your Buccaneers starting lineup. And we'll be back with more of the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios once again. And let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
H-E-B is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. H-E-B in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines, an artisan bakery, and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at H-E-B in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
And as we come back here, and it is time now for our game time weather update, which is brought to you by Blinn College. We have the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees. Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. And for the weather update here in Brenham, right now we're looking at cloudy skies with a temperature of 86 degrees. We've got a 10-mile-an-hour wind blowing, so not a whole lot. 60% humidity here at the ballpark, no rain in sight. And it's supposed to cool off after a while. Sun going down at 7:54 tonight. And during the overnight hours, supposed to get down to 71 degrees. And then tomorrow, we're looking at a high of 89 degrees under mostly cloudy skies again. And pretty similar on Friday, but then Saturday, We got a front coming through, and that is going to bring with it a 70% chance of rain for Saturday, and then a 50-50 shot on Sunday. So it looks like we could be looking in at a wet weekend.
It'll be nice to have a good weekend,
yep.
But we need the rain.
Yeah, we do. It's getting close to that time again. And meanwhile, that is your game time weather update brought to you by Blinn College. And the two teams are getting pretty close to getting ready to take the field. We've got all our pregame breaks in, and we're going to send you back to the studios one more time, and we'll have tonight's first pitch. After we hear this time, let's hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Thrivin Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Aschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental. Offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
And we come back here to Holt Park. It is, they're still having the coaches' conference with the umpires before we get things underway here. And looks like they finish up. Coach Jamie Egram taking the meeting this time. And did we ever find out, we noticed when we got here, Coach Church walking around with a sling on his arm.
He was out there on the tractor when I went over, and I didn't get a chance to visit with him, but I'm gonna find out what's going on.
Yeah. And so the Buccaneers take the field, and it is Bella De Los Santos in the circle, working to Madison Henley behind the plate. Right side of the infield, Bailey Betcher at first, Ripley Welker at second. Left side, Caden Harms is at short, and then Haley Hughes at third base. Into the outfield, Elena Calvillo in center, Aaron Castillo in left, and Darian DeLeon in right field. Bucks dressed out in their gray uniforms today with blue letters and numbers. Galveston. Yeah, before we went on the air, Tommy had a good observation. They almost look like Florida Gator Cuddlers over there.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You know, I love that combination. You know, here I bleed blue. You know that.
Oh, yeah. But
I just love that color combination, that orange and blue. It's just such a pretty combination.
It certainly is. And so De Los Santos ready, and Samantha Gonzalez will lead it off. You got a left-hand batter against right-hand pitcher. And first pitch about to be delivered. And in there for a strike, 0-1 at 434, so we are officially underway. And Gonzalez, she is a sophomore for Galveston by way of Santa Monica, California.
She's a long way from home.
Yep. And next pitch is a ball. It's 1-1.
Hopefully we can have a repeat performance with Bella. like we did last weekend.
Yeah, this past Saturday against Coastal Bend, threw a complete game one-hitter. And that one inside for a ball. It's 2-1. Nell Santos, she's a freshman out of Spring, Texas. And that one is going to be a ground ball to second. Welker up with it. She'll throw to Betcher at first, and that's one away.
It's fun to watch Ripley at second base also.
Yeah, very smooth fielder as well.
And clean.
Yep, and Jessica Monroe, the batter now for the Whitecaps. She's a sophomore out of Carlsbad, New Mexico. Home of the famous caverns.
You know what? It's kind of deserty out there, but the caverns are beautiful.
And first pitch to her is a ball, 1-0. And next pitch outside for a ball, and it's 2-0. And that one change up, nice one, got in there for a strike, and it's 2-1.
She was very effective with that changeup last weekend when we saw her last weekend.
Yeah, it looked like she totally had her fool there on that pitch. And 2-1 delivery. And that one's a line drive. Welker went up to try to grab it. And got in there for a hit. Hit just off the tip of her glove.
Nice effort, just a little bit out of her reach.
Yeah. If she'd been maybe just a couple inches taller, maybe yeah. She might have had that one. And so that'll bring up Ella Harrowig. And she is the shortstop for Galveston. And she is a freshman out of Langley, British Columbia, Canada. And pits it up high for a ball knocked down by Manley. Whitecaps with three international players on their roster. Two from Canada and one from Australia. And change up in there again for a strike in. It's 1-1. Next pitch to Harrowig and foul over towards the first base dugout. One ball and two strikes. Galveston in the third base dugout. And Blinn in the first base dugout here at Holt Park. And next pitch, ground ball to Welker. Her only play is to first, and she'll get it over to Betcher for out number two. And that's two away. And next up, that'll bring up the designated player, Carly Barba.
That ball was hit shaded toward the hole between first and second, and no play at second base. Good job by Ripley getting the shear out at first.
Absolutely, and pitched down low, blocked in the dirt by Henley. And Carly Barba, the batter now, and she is a sophomore from Pasadena, Texas.
Wonder how they grabbed her away from San Jack.
Yeah, pitch swung out and missed, 1-1. Los Santos, next pitch, swung and a missed. And it's 1-2.
Another really good pitch.
Two outs here in the inning. Runner at second. And Barber ready. And that one, ground ball to first. Knocked down by Betcher and just has to step on the bag. And that'll retire the side. In the inning, no runs. One hit. There were no errors. And one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the first inning. And it is Galveston nothing. Buccaneers coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West Brenham, 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkywelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions. Changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
And we move it along to the bottom of the first inning. Be Haley Hughes leading things off. She'll be followed by Aaron Castillo and Elena Calvillo. Hughes, freshman out of Lake Jackson, Texas, takes the first pitch. And that'll be ball one from the pitcher. That's Bryn Glidewell. She is a freshman at League City. And sends the first pitch back and left fielder. She was having to fight off the wind looking up into there and was able to make the grab.
And wind's still pretty swift coming out of the south. Flags out straight.
And almost had her turned around. And now they'll bring up Aaron Castillo.
Batting down the left fielder, number
10, Castillo. Castillo, sophomore out of Katy, Texas. And first pitch to her is taken for a ball, 1-0. And in case you're just joining us, we got Glenn Buccaneer softball right now, and we will have our evening report. Greg Montana will bring you the news after the conclusion of the ball game here tonight. Pitch is fouled away, 1-1. And pitch is fouled away. One ball and two strikes.
Let's hope the day continues, Duck. We're having a little bit better luck than we did last evening.
Yes. Yeah, yesterday did not go well. So hopefully we've already had one good result today, and hopefully keep it going. And that one, a foul up the third base side. Coach Rick Church down there at third. Jamie Ingram at first. Coach Church, of course, just last week winning career win number 1,000. And quite an accomplishment. Been here at Blinn 25 years now as the head man of the softball program and done a fantastic job.
Very special honor. Well deserved. Very well deserved.
Outside of ball, it's 2-2. And strike called. And Castillo caught looking for out number two. And that'll bring up Elena Calvillo. Calvillo, a sophomore out of Houston. Thank you. And squares away the bunt, pulls the bat back, and she'll take ball one. And so now the, without looking at a bunt, now the third baseman playing in. And pitch just missing a ball. It's 2-0. Clydewell. She squares away the bunt again and pulls the bat back, takes a strike. It's 2-1. Yeah, pitches outside for a ball. 3-1. And next pitch is ball four. And Calvillo draws the two out walks. So that gets a runner aboard for the Buccaneers. And that'll bring up Bailey Betcher, the first baseman. Betcher, a freshman out of League City.
To the plate, first baseman, number four, Bailey Betcher.
Be kind of interesting because the pitcher, Glidewell, is also from League City. These might be former teammates facing one another.
Yeah, do you know what? In between games, I saw several Blend girls and a couple of the Whitecap young ladies came over here and embracing one another. So
okay, so yeah, very well could be. As the first pitch is a ball to Betcher, 1-0. And that one is going to be sent out to short, and shortstop hauls it in for out number three. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We've got one inning in the books and no score between the Buccaneers and the Whitecaps. Back with inning number two after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, service and fabrication, gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brittam Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available. 319 South Austin.
And on to the top of the second inning, Bella De Los Santos in the circle for the Blinn Buccaneers. No score here from Holt Park. And the first pitch is down low for a ball. And it's 1-0 to, this is Brooklyn Spencer, the catcher. Spencer, a freshman out of Santa Fe, Texas. And change up in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. And so far, it looks like that part hasn't changed from the last time we were here. So getting that change up over real effectively.
Yes, no doubt. Early part of the game here, doing a really good job.
That one, that time stayed a little bit high, and it's 2-1. And pitch is on the corner there for a strike. It's 2-2. And that one fouled over toward the third base dugout. Thank you. De Los Santos getting ready for her next pitch to Spencer. And strike three called.
There you go.
And that's one away.
To the plate now, first base number 18, Tulula Sivancia.
And that'll bring up Tulula Sivanciva, who is the first baseman. She is, she is a sophomore out of Queensland, Australia. And pitch is bounced up there, ball 1-0.
She's halfway around the world.
Yeah. And that one, a ground ball to second. Welker up with it, throws to first. And that is two quick outs. And that'll bring up Bree Hauser, the third baseman. Hauser is a freshman out of Midland, Texas.
To the plate now, third baseman, number 13, Bree Hauser.
And pitch is inside for a ball. It's 1-0.
She's not a hop and a skip away from Galveston either.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking from the coast to almost far west Texas.
Yep. And outside the ball, it's 2-0. Yeah, because that is a drive out there to just from here to Midland. And that one got away from De Los Santos and back to the backstop. It's 3-0. Timeout. And Henley going out to have a talk with her pitcher. Obviously a miscommunication on that.
The only good part about that road trip is, Doug,
yeah,
I know a really, really good restaurant outside of Brady.
Okay.
Really, really good. Look it up on the map sometime. Melvin, Texas.
Okay.
M-E-L-V-I-N. They have a restaurant, a feed store, and a grain mill.
And pitch is a strike call, 3-1.
But I will put that restaurant up with any you have been to.
Okay.
It is that good.
If I ever get out that way, I'll have to look them up. And pitches a strike call, 3-2.
Cheeseburger's better than Dairy Bar.
Wow.
No, it's good. It really is.
That.
And I'm not down in Dairy Bar.
No,
Dairy Bar's got a great burger. I mean,
yeah,
great. But this burger's awesome.
And that one ground ball pass. Arms at third. I mean, Hughes at third. And that is a hit for Hauser. Second hit of the game for the Whitecaps. And that'll bring up Emily Parks, the right fielder. Parks, a sophomore out of Katy, Texas. Yeah, that one right down the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. We're in the top of the second inning. No score with the Bucks and the Whitecaps. De Los Santos pitching with two outs here for the Buccaneers. Or two outs for the Whitecaps. And the Bucks trying to get one more out to get the hitters a chance in the bottom of the inning. And a high pop. Harms going back. And she'll haul it in for out number three. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors. And one left on. We go to the bottom of the second. Still no score here from Holt Park. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main. Proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center. Quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552 for clean, affordable toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
And we come back here to the bottom half of the second inning. And it's going to be Ripley Welker, Caden Harms, and Darian DeLeon to bat here against Bryn Glidewell for the Galveston Whitecaps. Still no score between the Bucks and the, and Galveston.
Second inning for your Buccaneers, second baseman. Welker,
a sophomore out of Richmond, Texas, has been swinging a very hot bat lately. And the first pitch to her is outside for a ball, 1-0.
When you get in that zone and you're hitting the ball, it just every pitch looks good.
Yep. And next pitch, this one is a chopper, and that's going to go, is it fair or foul? Or I'm going to say it was fair, and got the tag on her. So three unassisted, and that'll bring up Caden Harms. Harms, a freshman out of Fort Worth. And there's our train.
First.
Yep.
First.
And pitches up high for a ball, and it's 2-0. And next pitch outside for a ball. 3-0 now on Caden Harms. Darian DeLeon waiting on deck. And Glidewell with a 3-0. A pie ball four. Walked Harms on four pitches. Second walk issued by Glidewell. That'll bring up Darian DeLeon. DeLeon, a freshman out of Pearland. DeLeon, left-hand batter, and taps the first one foul, and it's 0-1. As that one goes back to the backstop. And squares away to bunt, pulls the bat back. And it's now 1-1. And that one, a chopper knocked down by the third baseman. And throw to first, gets the out. Bree Hauser, what a play there. Be able to jump up and knock that one down. But on the play, Harms moves to second base, and now be up to Alyssa Boozy to try to get her home with the first run of the game.
That was a hard hit, high hopper.
Yeah.
Just got up and made a nice defensive play on it. Got the out at first.
Yeah, her timing was really good there. And Boozy takes the first pitch ball. Last time Boozy was at the plate was in game one, and she sent one over the fence heading towards the concession stand.
a no doubter.
Yep. And change up. She's going to hold up that time, and it's 2-0. Boozy is a sophomore out of Sweeney, Texas. And swung on and missed. off-speed pitch there, and it's 2-1. And that one taken outside for a ball. It's 3-1. Bidwell trying to work that corner there. Umpire didn't give it to her. And this one's going to be sent out to right center. And that's going to drop. And coming in is Harms with the first run of the ball game. And on the RBI single by Boozy. And that'll bring up Madison Henley. And that is to let you know that Caden Harms just made the first run of the game. And the first run of the game is brought to you by Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And so 1-0 Buccaneers. And now Madison Henley, the catcher, batting.
Good job here for the Lady Bucks, drawing first blood early.
Yeah, and it's a 2-0 count. You're in the bottom of the second inning. And Henley swings and misses. Madison, sophomore at Lumberton, Texas. And 2-1 pitch. And ground ball to shortstop. Throw to first, and that will retire the side. But in the inning, the Buccaneers do come up with one run on one hit. There were no errors and one left on. We go to the top of the third inning. Glenn leads it 1-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellmint Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
And we are back here as we get set for the top half of the third inning. And for Galveston, it'll be Hannah Griffith, and back to the top of their batting order with Samantha Gonzalez and Jessica Monroe. And Griffith, a sophomore out of Bishop, Texas. Bella De Los Santos in the circle. Pitch down low for a ball. And it's 1-0. Bucks with a 1-0 lead. And pitch is a strike call. One ball and one strike. And next pitch strike called.
Change up again.
Mm-hmm. And a pie ball, two and two. And don't forget, in case you're tuning in for the evening report, we will still have the evening report tonight. It's going to be after the conclusion of our blend broadcast here as this one drops in for a base hit. And Griffith leads it off and gets on here against De Los Santos. And Craig Montana will be standing by in the studios to bring that to you after the conclusion of our broadcast.
Second baseman, Samantha Gonzalez.
And Samantha Gonzalez, the batter. Squares away the bunt, pulls the bat back. And we'll take ball one. Gonzalez grounded out to Welker first time up. And squares away the bunt, and it's going to be caught. Throw her on the overthrew first. And that went into the corner. She's going to go all the way to third. It's going to be a line drive out. That one was caught by Haley Hughes. And then the error on the overthrow that allowed Griffith to go all the way from first to third.
All of that on one play.
Yeah. And so Monroe, the batter.
Really nice defensive play. Just got a little unforgiving on her throw to first.
And that one is in there for a strike 0-1 on Jessica Monroe. Monroe singled her first time up. Galveston trying to get a run in and tie this one up. And De Los Santos with a pitch down low for a ball, and it's 1-1. And next pitch down low, gets away from the catcher, and the run will come in on the wild pitch and score. And that will tie it at one apiece now.
It was in the cards. It was going to be that type of game.
Yeah. Two balls and a strike. Next pitch. That one ground ball to third. And Hughes throws on to Betcher at first, and that's two away now.
Nice play by Hughes again.
And so that's two down now. That'll bring up Ella Herwig. And pitched down low for a ball. 1-0. And down low for a ball, and it's 2-0. And in there for a strike, it's 2-1. De Los Santos just needs one more out to get out of this inning. And that one foul over, it's off the fence in front of the bands down the first base side. And it remains 2-2. Thank you. and in the dirt, skips away from the catcher, and that's going to make it 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs here in the third inning. Trying to get one more out. And that one's going to be popped foul back into the backstop. And that'll hold it at 3-2. We're tied at one apiece here in the top half of the third inning. Glenn drew the early run, and then Galveston has come back to tie it in this inning and looking for more. 3-2. Down low, ball four, and Herwig draws the walk. First walk issued by De Los Santos. And that'll bring Carly Barba, the designated hitter.
Batting now, the designated player, Carly Barba.
And in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. And that one is going to find a way into left field. Base hit for Barba. And that'll put two runners aboard now. And bring up Brooklyn Spencer, the catcher.
That was one of those base hits that had eyes all the way.
Yeah. Placed it perfectly right between the shortstop and third baseman. And Spencer, who struck out her first time around against De Los Santos, a bat now. And down low, nice block in the dirt by Madison Henley. And a 1-0 count. Time is called. Coach Jamie Ingram sees something. She's going to go out and have a word with De Los Santos. And Jamie, longtime assistant here, and former catcher back in her playing days, so she knows what she's talking about.
She knows exactly what she's talking about. And it's a lot of fun to have a conversation with Jamie on her playing days of a few years ago.
Yep. No pitch. Down low, blocking the dirt by Henley again, and it's 2-0. Spencer the batter here. De Los Santos trying to get one more out and get out of this inning. She's had to throw a lot of pitches in this inning so far. 2-0 delivery. And down low, ball three.
You want to get out of here with minimal damage. And
that one is a strike call, 3-1. I'll see if she can come back and get her. Three balls, one strike in the pitch. Ooh, got a changeup in there for a strike in. It's 3-2.
Who came with that changeup on 3-1?
Inside, she's going to foul it over. Just pass Savannah Siva, who's in the on-deck circle. Three balls, two strikes, two outs in the pitch. And that one line foul up again, up the third base side again. Long at bat here for Brooklyn Spencer. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, a couple of runners on. And De Los Santos will bring another pitch. That one foul again up the third base side, and starting to sound like a broken record here, Don.
She's got a quality at bat.
Yeah. And that one's going to be popped foul over to the right side this time. Heading over to one of the adjoining fields.
Youngster's going over to make a play.
Yep. And a 3-2. And line drive caught by Hughes at third, and that'll retire the side. And so in the inning, though, they do come up with one run on two hits. There were one error and two left on. We'll go to the bottom of the third inning. We're all tied at one apiece. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing, LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Skavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
All right, and Glidewell warming up for the next inning. And she'll be looking to Haley Hughes, Aaron Castile, and Elena Calvillo. And it's time to have our Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue, home run inning. And I think we're up to, is it $60 tonight?
$60.
$60 if a Buccaneer hits a home run, or if they hit a double or a triple, it's a rack of ribs. And Haley Hughes, the first person up.
Tommy Balseret.
Ah.
Former Brenham Cup.
Yeah. And first pitch is a ball, 1-0.
And a whole lot of Texas Aggie.
Yeah. Yes. That one fouled down the line. One ball and one strike. We're all tied up at one apiece here between Blinn and Galveston. And next pitch is a ball. It's 2-1. Hughes flew out to left fielder first time up.
Hughes with a couple of really nice defensive plays last inning.
Yep. And this one over the middle. Second baseman knocks it down, throws to first, and that's one away. Yeah, so, well, sorry, Tommy, no luck tonight.
No luck, Tom.
And Aaron.
Sorry about that.
Aaron Castile, the batter.
Shirley Gonski.
Shirley, you are up next.
Now batting left fielder Aaron Castile.
Castillo call out on strikes her first time up. First pitch to her is a strike call, and it's 0-1. And don't forget, Buccaneer Food Store, your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit kolaches. Squared away to bunt and takes a ball. It's 1-1. And also don't forget to visit Nathan's Barbecue Inside for lunch specials daily. Get barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, and side orders. Get stuffed baked potatoes with your choice of toppings. They also got great barbecue sandwiches and great hamburgers as well. And, of course, tomorrow's our personal favorite, their fried chicken.
Oh, man.
And this one is back up in the middle, and second baseman knocked it down, but she's not going to have a play.
No play.
Not with the fast runner Castillo going. It's a hit for Aaron, and they'll bring up Elena Calvillo. Elena hitting four.
Susie Bielski.
All right, Susie, you are up next here in the home run inning. And, of course, Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue, proud supporters of area sports, and remember their motto.
Ain't no fear about our rib.
Yes, sir. And squares away to bunt, pulls the bat back, runner going, throw down to second, and she's safe with a stolen base. And Calvillo walked her first time up. And right well with the next pitch, squares away to bunt, pulls the bat back. And she'll take ball two as that one sailed high. And the next pitch outside, and that's ball three. Bailey Betcher on deck. And that one taking ball four. And so Calvillo walks on four pitches. And they'll put two runners on for Blinn now and bring up Bailey Betcher. And Bailey will be hitting four.
Judy Rudloff.
All right, Miss Judy.
To the plate, first baseman, Bailey Betcher.
Betcher popped up to short her first time up and pitches up high for a ball. It's 1-0. Right in hitting first baseman. And next one taking for a ball. It's 2-0. And that one knocked off the glove of the third baseman, and the runners are going to be safe everywhere. That was Hauser over there at third. And waiting to see how they're going to score that one. In the meantime, is Ripley Welker batting, and Ripley is going to hit four.
I'm waiting on looking at whether that was a hit or not, and I should be doing this. Wayne Pesha. Oh, my gosh.
And takes the ball 1-0.
Like he really needs gas or a rack of ribs. Yep. But we're only kidding, Wayne.
Oh, yeah. And she sends this one a high fly ball deep back in. That's going to be a fair ball. And it's going to end up two runs will score because of they got crossed up on the base pass, so it ended up being a long two-run single. Well, sorry, Wayne, you almost had this.
It was close.
Yeah. And that'll make it now 3-1, Blinn.
Hey, Ripley got her job done. Good.
Yep. And Caden Harms, the batter here. Only one out, two runners aboard, and Caden's hit four.
Susie Elliott.
All right. Susie, you are next. And this one popped up over to the right side, and that is hooking foul. And it's going to hit on top of the tool shed behind the Buccaneer dugout. Harms walked and scored a run back in the second inning. Buccaneers with runners at first and second, only one out. Squared away to bunt. And she'll pull the bat back in. It's 2-1. Squares away the bunt again. Throw down the first. Runner in there safely.
Ripley made it fairly close down there.
Yep. And 3-1 now on Harms. And that one, ground ball to third. And she's going to put the tag on the runner. And so fielder's choice allows Harms to reach. And that'll be two away now. I'll bring up Darian DeLeon. And Darren hitting four.
Fanny Nunez, is that right?
Oh, no, Fanny Nunn. Nunn, N-U-N-N.
N-N, Nunn.
Nunn, yeah. And this one, suicide squeeze, and throw to first, throws offline, and they're going to claim she's out. Umpire was on the wrong side of the field, and we're Glenn went to appeal, saying that the throw pulled her off the bag, which I thought it did. And so it looks like that is going to be it. So Bucks do come up with two runs in that inning. And they lead it now. Blinn leads it 3-1 over Galveston. Back with the top of the fourth inning after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken and all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
And as we come back here to the top of the fourth inning, we got a pitching change for the Buccaneers. Camden Shugart coming in. She's a sophomore out of Orange, Texas. And let you know this pitch and change is sponsored by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance in Brenham. And now just when the Galveston coach, that is Kelly Raines, having a word with the home plate umpire.
In the circle flex spot, we have six down.
New pitcher in the center circle for the Buccaneers, number six, Camden Shugart.
And so Shugart to bat, or to pitch, and batting for Galveston.
Tallulah Sevencia.
It'll be Tallulah Sevencia. Savencia out of Australia. And first pitch to her is a ball, 1-0. I wonder when they came up with the Tallulah name of her parents. We're like old movie fans, and we're thinking about back to the day with Miss Tallulah Bankia.
I'm telling you.
Pitch swung on and missed. And it's 1-1. And that's the only other time that I've heard that name. Next pitch up high for a ball, and it's 2-1. And Shugart's pitch and caught the inside part of the plate. It's 2-2. Savannah Siva grounded out to second base her first time up. We're in the fourth. Blinn leading 3-1 here over Galveston. And that one over to short. And that got through. And that's going to scoot all the way to the fence. And Savannah Siva is going to end up at second base with a double.
So she ripped that one.
She certainly did.
Hit it on the nose.
And that'll bring up Bree Hauser.
That's not the way we wanted to start off the inning, though.
No, we did not. And she got ready, and next pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-0. And the 1-0 on the way. And strike call, 1-1. Next pitch. That's going to be sent a high fly ball out to right field. De Leon over. And she'll make the catch for out number one. And that'll bring up Emily Parks.
Nice play there. Held the runner second base.
So one out, runner at second. And Shugart ready. Next pitch. In there for a strike, and it's 0-1. And that one's going to scoot through and into left field for a hit. And coming up with it was Castillo getting back in.
Tell you what, their base hits are picking those holes, I tell you.
And they played it safe and kept the runner at third because they learned in that first game not to try to run on left field out there for Aaron Castillo.
Tell you what, everybody would have loved to have seen that throw from Aaron Castillo.
Yeah. She got gunned a runner down to the plate, and I mean, just fired a perfect strike. Throw down, and they dropped the throw down to second at Welker. Was looking at the runner, I think, and dropped
she
the ball.
Couldn't quite find the handle.
Yeah, and so stolen base for Parks, and so now runners at second and third, only one out. Hannah Griffith, the batter. And here comes the pitch. That one, ground ball too short. And throw the plate, but the throw's offline. And scoring is Savannah Siva. And that'll make it a 3-2 game.
Tell you what, the runner third got a really good jump.
Yeah, and she might have been better off, I think, just going to first.
Get the sure out. That's, you know, now you have runners first and third, and still only one out.
Yep. And that'll bring up Samantha Gonzalez. Let you use a double play ball here. And Shugart with the pitch. Inside, throw down, and this time Shugart cut it off. But it's now going to be runners at second and third. One count on Gonzalez. And a hitter. And that'll be another one.
Another one. Add it to the books.
Yeah. And that'll bring up Jessica Monroe, the batter. And once again, quick reminder, in case you're joining us, we'll have the evening report after the conclusion of our blend softball coverage here on KWHI. So stay tuned for all the day's news with Craig Montana coming up after the game. And that one is outside for a ball, 1-0. Bases loaded, only one out. And that one, she was shooting for the outside corner. It's too far outside, and it's 2-0. Glenn with a 3-2 lead here. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Oh, pitch count violation. And so it is a 3-0 count now. Shugart taking too long.
Wow.
And I forgot that that's one of those that's so hardly ever called. I forgot that there was one. And the pitch is ball four, and that'll walk in the tying run. Parks will score. And Monroe go over to first. And so time is called. Coach Rick Church heading to the circle. Now we may get another pitching change here. Shugart having trouble getting runners out or getting hitters out. And oh, he's going to stick with her. And it's going to bring up Ella Harrowing. Base is still loaded. As Whitecaps have scored twice in this inning, and we're now tied 3-3. And pitch taken for a strike, and it's 0-1. And that one line, fair ball down the line. And it's an RBI single for Hertwig. That puts Galveston in front for the first time in this one. 4-3 as Griffith scores. And that'll bring up Carly Barba.
Oh, nice play there by the Buck right fielder getting the ball back in on the runner at third.
And next pitch on the way. Down low for a ball. Three runs are in, and Galveston looking for more. Pitches a strike, 1-1. They've got Gonzalez at third, Monroe at second, and Harrowig at first. Still only one out in the inning. Yeah, strike called. 1-2. Now let's see if she can get this last out here. Or get this second out here.
We need an out in the worst lane.
Yeah. And fouled away, and it's 1-2. And the 1-2 pitch. That one is back up the middle. Welker flipped the second for one, throw to first, and she's safe, and another run is in. They do get a force out. Yeah, scoring was Gonzalez. Monroe to third. Herrig was erased, and Barbara on at first. And that'll bring up Brooklyn Spencer now. It's now 5-3. In favor of the Whitecaps here in the fourth inning. And pitch in there for a strike. And it's 0-1. Side for a ball. It's 1-1. And that one foul up the third base side. One ball, two strikes, two outs here in the fourth. And that one's going to be sent a fly ball out to left. And Castillo will grab it for out number three. But in the inning, they do come up with four runs on three hits. There were no errors and two left on. And we are halfway through this one. Galveston leads Blinn 5-3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham voted Reader's Choice best pizza and wings in the area. Located on Highway 290 West next to Flamingo Ranch.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Visit Glasgow Stone and Landscape Supply for all of your stone, landscape, and plant supplies. Located on Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegger Toyota. 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeggerToyota.com.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
And we move it along to the bottom half of the fourth inning. And for the Buccaneers, it'll be Alyssa Boozy, Madison Henley, and Haley Hughes to bat. And it's time now for our Whataburger recap. And the Whataburger recap brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and ketchup. Adding flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24-7 Whataburger in Brenham. And the Buccaneers got on the board with the first run of the game back in the bottom half of the second inning. As the pitch is upstairs to Alyssa Boozy, it's 1-0 count. Boozy had an RBI single that brought home Caden Harms, and that made it 1-0 Blinn. And next pitch down low, a ball. Then Galveston would come back in the top of the third inning as they put a run up on a Blinn error to make it 1-1. Would come back on a pair of runs in the bottom of the third inning, and that one's a high fly ball out to center. The center fielder hauls it in for out number one. And then a big four-run inning by the Whitecaps to put them ahead 5-3, and that's where we stand right now. 5-3, the Whitecaps leading the Bucks here at the midway point.
Batting down.
And now Madison Henley, the catcher. And swings and misses the changeup, and it's 0-1. No. And next pitch coming. That's a wild one, gets to the backstop, and it's 1-1. And that one is going to be out to short, line drive, and it's two away. And back to the top of the batting order here. And Haley Hughes comes up, still looking for her first hit of the game.
To the plate, third baseman, Haley Hughes.
Yeah, first pitch to her, up high for a ball, and it's 1-0. And next pitch, taken for a ball, and it's 3-0. And that one, short line drive, she caught it again. And that will retire on the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. And we played through four. It is Galveston leading Blinn 5-3. And we'll be back with the fifth inning after we hear these words from our sponsors, from the Sports Friends.
For mouthwatering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat. Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church in invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And on we go to the top half of the fifth inning. And Galveston batted around in the last inning. And now they step back in here again against Shugart. Galveston with a 5-3 lead. And the first pitch inside for a ball. Savannah Siva and a ground ball, and then hit a double and scored a run.
Double that started all that stuff.
Yeah. That pitch swung on and missed. Time call, and now the umpire grant. It's 1-1. And next pitch inside for a ball. Long look in here by Shugart. And swung and a miss, 2-2. Nice pitch there.
Good lively fastball there. Yes, a little bit below the shoulders. Got it to go through. Went right through it.
Two balls, two strikes. And Shugart. That one stayed up high, and it's 3-2. Looking at it now, finally the pitch inside, and that's ball four. And Tallulah will draw the leadoff walk here in the inning, and that'll bring up Breehauser. Hauser 1-2. With a single and flew out to right field. And pitch from Shugart. Just too far inside. It's 1-0. And that one in there for a strike. Good pitch. Makes it 1-1, stuck that one in the back door.
Yeah, that one close to that inside corner, hard to catch up to that pitch.
Yeah. Nice pitch inside for a ball. It's 2-1 now. Thank you. And next pitch outside for a ball. Long look in, runner at first.
There it is.
That's good pitch there. Three balls, two strikes. We're in the top of the fifth. And that one, a ground ball. Second, Welker goes to second for one. Relay to first, double play.
There it is.
They've been teasing it, and now they convert. 5-6-3. And that'll bring up Emily Parks now.
That couldn't have come at a better time.
Yeah, two down now. And now she just get Parks here, get out of the inning without any damage being done. Give her bats a chance to go to work. Been trailing 5-3 here in game number two of this doubleheader. And pitch was a strike call. Long look in and the 0-1.
Two quick strikes, 0-2.
Mm-hmm. Let's get one more here. And that one foul up the third base side. Hughes was over to take a look at it. Wind starting to pick up a little bit here at the ballpark. And that one sent, it's going to be foul.
Cover over the bleachers helps out a little bit.
Yeah. Certainly does provide protection for the fans here. No balls, two strikes. Here on Parks. And outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes, 2 outs. Next pitch, outside, and it's 2-2.
Well, don't lose them now.
And that one fouled off her foot. And Parks making shoe guard work in this inning. Parks has been on base twice, reached an error, been on base once, flew out to the shortstop first time up, and then singled and scored it last time up. And that one is going to be back up the middle, another hit. And Parks now, she is 2-for-3. And that'll bring up Hannah Griffith. And it's one, first pitch of the ball, 1-0. Griffith single the first time up, reached on a fielder's choice her second time up.
Yeah, let me go play. No. Come on, let's go.
And inside for a strike, it's a 1-1.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson on U.S. Military
Aid. There we go, and we'll have the news break after the broadcast. Swung on and missed, 1-2. That's still to come here this evening on KWHI. Right now we're in the top of the fifth inning, and it is Blinn trailing Galveston. Galveston leading this one 5-3. Blinn needs just one more out to get out of this inning. And over to Hughes, throw to first, and gets the out. And that'll retire the side in the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. And we will go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. It is Galveston 5, Blinn 3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
Dahlman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 U.S. 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
And we move along here to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Galveston leading Blinn 5-3. It'll be Aaron Castillo, Elena Calvillo, and Bailey Betcher to bat. First pitch is down low, ball from Glidewell. Glidewell has gone the distance so far for the Whitecaps. Castillo 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. And down low for a ball, and it's 2-0.
Good part of the batting order here for the Bucks to get back in this thing.
It's got to start with just getting some runners on base. And pitch is taken for a strike. It's 2-1.
Hit total of that first game was close, but yeah, it's a little lopsided this game.
Yeah, more so for that was going to be a base hit. Castillo with her second hit of the game. And that'll bring up Calvillo's walk twice and score.
Now batting center fielder, Elena Calvillo.
And Calvillo, the pitch to her, is taken for a ball, and it's 1-0. Time called. And Coach Rick Church went and had a word with Calvillo. Blinn trying to rally here. Trailing by two. Nobody out, the runner aboard. And pitch to Calvillo. Taken for a ball, and it's 2-0. scores away. The bunt pulls it back, and we'll take a strike, and it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike. And that one's a ball. It's 3-1. And that one is going to scoot through for a base hit. And two runners aboard now for the Bucs. Galvillo now keeps her perfect day going. And that'll bring up Bailey Batcher.
Batting now, first baseman Bailey Batcher.
And next pitch taken for a strike. And that one up high, 1-1. Next pitch is ball, 2-1. Betcher trying to get Bucs back into this one. And time is called. Umpire double checking on the count, showing that it is indeed 2-1.
That was a player there, Doug.
Yeah.
The little pirate.
Turns on that one and foul.
Betcher got a pitch she liked and just turned on a little too quick.
And that one fouled away again. She's getting closer and closer. Just got to straighten it out. And that one's going to be sent out to left field. And over there and making the catch is Jessica Monroe for out number one. And brings up Ripley Welker.
Boy, if Welker can come through again.
Yep. She is 1-for-2 in this one with a single and RBI.
That long single.
Yeah. And that one is going to scoot through for a base hit. They're going to hold the runner at third. Throw looked like it was pretty good there, so Coach Church making the right call, holding up the runner there.
I think he was thinking about it.
Yep. Oh, he's always thinking.
He's always thinking, is right. Yep.
But I think, as they say, discretion the better part of valor.
No. Don't take yourself out of a good opportunity here and try and give up an out.
Yeah. And Caden Harms the batter. Change up is in there high for a ball. It's 1-0. And next pitch coming. That one's going to be sent out to right, and that's going to go foul. One ball and one strike on Harms. Harms has been on base both times with a walk and a fielder's choice. Batting now with the bases loaded, only one out here in the bottom of the fifth.
Well, I had two balls, two strikes, and it was over my head. I lifted up my
And sends that one, a ground ball is short. They're going to go second for one. Relay to first, and that is it. She is going to beat it out. And the run comes in to make it 5-4. As Castillo scores. Welker's a race 6-4. And pitch a strike call and runner going. Arms will take second uncontested. And that one is going to drop base.
There we go.
And one runner's in, and we're tied.
Wow.
RBI single, Darian De Leon. And now they'll bring up Melissa Boozy with a chance to put Blynn back in hit in the front. Boozy one for two with an RBI single. And takes the pitch. Four strike in, it's 0-1. That one popped up. Center fielder will make the grab to retire the side. But in the inning, the Bucks do get two runs on four hits, no errors in, bases left loaded. We will move on to the sixth inning. And Blynn and St. Jack are all tied up at five apiece. Back with the top of the sixth inning after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Yum, Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC, experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries.
And on the first pitch, it is Gonzalez knocking that one back to Shugarten. She'll flip to first, and that is a quick out number one.
That's a good way to start the inning. In the last couple of innings, they've been getting runners on base.
Yep, and so good to get the easy out there. And now that'll bring up Jessica Monroe. Yeah, first pitch is a strike call, and that's on Jessica Monroe. Next one coming. Down low ball, and it's 1-1. And outside for a ball, 2-1. Delivery. That one foul over toward the third base dugout. We've got the white cap. And so two balls, two strikes, one out here in the inning.
Little unhappy camper there.
Yep.
In case everybody's wondering, we're down here with a T-ball game.
Yeah.
Girls' T-ball.
On the adjoining field. And that one, a fly ball out to center, and Calvillo hauls it in for out number two. Yeah, they've got, of course, it's weeknight, and so they've got games going on in multiple fields down here at Holt Park as part of the whole complex here. And now Ella Herwig is the batter. That's several of the coolers. I wonder if any of them... got a couple of drinks for.
Yes.
This is getting to be thirsty work here. And pitch. Yeah,
the thing of it is, if it wouldn't be for the breeze,
yeah,
it would be a little warm out here.
Yeah. Breeze is keeping it pretty, I'd say, comfortable right now.
Yeah, it's very, very nice right now with that little breeze.
Yeah,
it feels really good.
We're in the top of the sixth inning, tied 5-5. Two outs here on the white caps. And that one in the right field, a hard base hit there for Herwig. And almost thought Shugart had a chance at a 1-2-3 inning there. Now that'll bring up Carly Barba.
She turned on that one too.
And that one inside the ball, it's 1-0. Wait on the next pitch from Shugart. 1-0 delivery. That one sent out to left field, and over is Castillo, and she'll make the grab for out number three. And that one tied the side in the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. We are all tied up at five apiece. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham, or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
And it'll be Madison Henley, Haley Hughes, and Aaron Castillo set to bat here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And I think we may be getting a
pinch hitter, Doug. Two 20-0.
2-0. That is Haley Russ.
Haley Russ.
So Haley Russ batting for Madison Henley. And, of course, we mentioned in our past blend broadcast, Haley was Brenham ties.
Yes. There went Mom right there.
Yeah.
With phone camera in hand.
And pitches up high for a ball. It's 1-0. Dad and Grandpa here as well. Pitch foul away. And Glidewell ready, the 1-1. And that went back to the pitcher, and Glidewell throws on to first for the out. It's one down, and that'll bring up Haley Hughes now. Hughes 0 for 3, still looking for her first hit in this one.
To the plate now, third baseman, Haley Hughes.
Squares away the bunt, pops that one up, but it goes foul. Hughes was lucky that the third baseman didn't catch that
yes.
one. And 0-1 count.
Reaction was split second too slow.
Yeah, this one's going to be popped up into left field. And that'll be caught for out number 2. And now Aaron Castillo, the batter.
Aaron 2 for 2. Did last two at bats, got singles both times.
And scored a couple of runs as well. And first pitch to her is a strike, 0-1. And she smacks that one in the left field base hit, and that gives her a third hit of the game. And now Elena Calvillo, the batter. Calvillo's been on base all three times, had two walks, a single, and scored a couple of runs.
Got the mayor of Willow Springs standing next to us, Jerry Krebs. Do you know Jerry?
No, I don't.
Him and I did a little umpiring a few years ago.
Pitch is a strike call, 0-1. I've heard of him.
I don't know if you know this. He was married to Daryl's sister.
Oh, okay.
You know which one I'm talking about? The one killed in the car accident?
Yes, okay. Now I follow you. Okay. And that one sent out to left field. And it's going to go over the left fielder's head. It's going to be a double for Calvillo. Castillo scores, and the Bucks have retaken the lead 6-5.
And guess what we finally have?
Yep, our first
game drive
for the Hyundai Brenham drive of the game, which we'll be awarding during the postgame show. And Bailey Betcher, the batter.
First baseman, Bailey Betcher.
Yeah, Betcher batting here. She's 1 for 3. Pitch from Glidewell is a ball. It's 1-0. And that one taken outside for a ball. And it's 2-0. And that one is a ball. It's 3-0.
2-3 hole came through today, Doug.
They certainly have. And that one fouled up the line.
Coach Church turned her loose on 3-0.
There you go. Two outs here in the inning. Bucks looking for some more. And that one's going to be popped up. Third baseman giving chase. And Jill hauling in for out number three. But in the inning, Blinn does get the go-ahead run on two hits. There were no errors and one left on. And we go to the top of the seventh inning. Bucks need just three outs to win this one. Back at Blinn leads it 6-5. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great-tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owns and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
All right, as we come back here to the top of the seventh inning, and for the Bucks, they lead it 6-5, three outs away from a doubleheader sweep over the Whitecaps. And for Galveston, they're going to be sending up Brooklyn Spencer, Tallulah Savanasiva, and Bree Hauser.
Leading off the top of the seventh, the catcher, number 43, Brooklyn Spencer.
Spencer 0-for-3 in the game. Shugart, after coming in, gave up some runs in that fourth, but since then she's settled in
a little bit.
And now's in line for a win if the Bucks can hold on here. And the first pitch is a ball, 1-0.
We need to get this lady out. This will be a key out right here.
Right. And next pitch, outside of ball, it's 2-0. Shugart was shooting for that outside corner, but just a little bit too far outside. And in their fourth strike, it's 2-1. And just missing outside. It's 3-1 now. And that one is going to be in the left field for a base hit. And leadoff single for Spencer. And that'll bring up Tallulah Savanasiva. And going to get a pinch runner.
Pinch runner.
That'll be
two.
That would be Brianna Parent. She's a freshman out of Beaumont.
Beaumont, Texas.
Home of your old college.
Yes, it is. Lamar University.
Yep.
Cardinals.
Mm-hmm. and hit her. And that'll put two runners aboard now. Pitch came inside. And I'll bring Coach Rick Church out, and we're going to give it a pitching change here. And it looks like De Los Santos is coming back in. Jugard leaving, and De Los Santos now going to try to come in and get these last three outs. And so, with this pitching change, and the pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance of Brenham. And make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's Wellman Insurance of Brenham, 836-3613. Now, Santos had actually started the game and gave up one run through the first three innings before being lifted. And
I tell you what, Doug, I like the move.
Yeah.
Bringing her back.
Yeah. Now, see if. And so, Hauser, the batter here. She is 1-for-3.
To the plate now, the third baseman, Bryn Hauser.
And here's the pitch. Squares away to bunt, and a perfect one in front of the plate. Throw to first, gets the out. Sack bunt there. Moves the runners over in a scoring position.
Well, Hauser got her job done, but the key is the Bucks did get an out.
Yep. And now they'll bring up Emily Parks. Now they have to keep an eye out here and try not to let any of these runs score. Yeah, runners second and third, only one out. De Los Santos could use a strikeout here or a pop-up.
Parks singular last two at-bats. Let's see if we can keep it from doing that.
Yeah. And that one outside of ball. Because anything that gets hit to the outfield, it's going to put them either is either going to tie it or put them in front. And change up in there for a strike. It's 1-1.
She's had a lot of success with that changeup today. Be nice if you get ahead of the batter and then come with that changeup.
Yeah. 1-1 pitch. Up and in the ball, and it's 2-1. Hannah Griffith would be next. And then it would be back to the top of their order with Gonzalez. De Los Santos for the 2-1. Popped up back to the end of the screen. It's 2-2.
Strikeout would be big.
Oh, yes! Got her!
Got it! Ooh, came with a fastball, Doug. Got her on the outside corner.
I think she was looking for that changeup again and blew that fastball by her. And two down now, and Blynn one out away from taking this doubleheader sweep.
Big, big strikeout. Whoa!
And here's the pitch. Inside, cut the corner for a strike, 0-1.
That's a good pitch there.
just a little above the knees on that inside corner. Touch, tough pitch to catch up to.
And a 1 delivery. In the strike. And now Galveston down to their final strike. Can Bella De Los Santos finish it off here?
Came with that change up again. Got it. Came with it on that outside corner.
Oh, 2 delivery. Down low ball, and it's 1-2. One-two pitch.
Got her.
Oh, yes. That is your ball game. Woo. The Bucks win it 6-5. They sweep the doubleheader over Galveston. And what a two big wins here. 7-6, 6-5. And, wow, that is absolutely huge. And that will send us down to our postgame show and tonight's broadcast of Blinn Lady Buccaneer Softball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Our postgame show made possible by Plan North Architecture, Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Hody Real Estate, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and the Bank of Brenham. Back with the postgame show after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
The surrounding fields may not be white with cotton, but Burton still preserves that history for future generations with the 35th Annual Cotton Gin Festival on Saturday, April 20th. A full day of family fun from 10 to 6, and it's all free. Enjoy the Main Street Parade, including the Children's Bicycle Parade at 10.
And back we go here. Sorry, I had a little technical difficulty there, but as we come back, the Blinn Buccaneer softball team picks up a huge doubleheader sweep over the Galveston Whitecaps this evening, winning that first game 7-6, and then winning a thriller here on the second game 6-5.
Oh, no doubt about it, Doug. Really, really good ball game. You know, De Los Santos had a little trouble in the early part of the game, and then Sugart came in, and then she was having a little difficulty, and I like the move that Coach Church made. Brought Bella back in and came in and shut him down there in that top of the seventh.
And two crucial wins here as they battle for placement in the Region 14 South Zone. Getting ready. They've got just a few handful of games left before they move on to the conference tournament. Mm-hmm. So now they're getting into that stretch down here at the end of the year where every game matters.
No doubt about it. You want to win every one here on out. Yeah. Now, will that happen or not? We don't know. That remains. That's why you play the games. But just a big, big double hitter sweep here today. That's such a big sweep for the Bucks. Oh my goodness.
And coming up, we're going to name our John Breeden Star of the Game as well as our Hyundai of Brenham Drive of the Game. And we've got a lot more to come here from out at Holt Park. Don't forget, coming up after we conclude our broadcast out here, Craig Montana is going to be standing by to bring you the evening report with all the day's news here on KWHI. So we hope you stay with us. In the meantime, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear these words from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cash back patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at TexasFarmCredit.com/Brenham.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Blinn Buccaneer and Lady Buccaneers baseball and softball teams this season. Our Buccaneers look strong and we're cheering them on to another successful season. We wish our Buccaneers a safe and strong victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including full service design and planning of workspaces, learning environments, and worship spaces. Celebrating 10 years in business, Plan North is dedicated to the innovative and economical design in and around Washington County. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
And it's the deal for All right, as we come back here to Holt Park, and it's time now to name our John Breeden Star of the Game. And we had several options here, and going to get some honorable mentions, but one young lady really had a great outing here for us.
Oh, no doubt about it. Erin Castillo, the only blemish that she had was her first at bat. She struck out then, but the next three trips up, she goes single, single, and scored three runs for the Bucks, which was very, very key this afternoon, and just played a great left field also.
Yeah.
Erin Castillo, our John Breeden Star of the Game.
And also think back to that first game that when she gunned that runner out at the plate.
Oh, my God.
That was just...
She had the afternoon of afternoons.
Yeah, absolutely. And so Erin Castillo, our John Breeden Star of the Game, and the Star of the Game sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, it's insurance you can trust. And now for our Hyundai of Brenham Drive of the Game, and this will be the young lady right behind her in the lineup, Elena Calvillo, and she had the only extra base hit for the Bucks in the game, a big double which plated the go-ahead run.
Oh, no doubt about it. And it couldn't have come at a better time. You know, we had Erin on base. You know, she was on second base. And I'm going to tell you what, she hit the ball down that left field line up against the left field wall. Big double, scored Erin Castillo, which ended up being the winning run of the game. Our drive of the game, our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game, Elena Calvillo.
And drive off in a new Hyundai today. Hyundai of Brenham offers a fantastic selection of vehicles, flexible financing options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Whether you're in the market for a sedan, SUV, or truck, we've got something for you. Our dedicated team is here to assist you every step of the way, ensuring you find the perfect vehicle to suit your needs. Come visit us at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham and see why we're the preferred choice for drivers in our community. Back with more of the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Start the year off right with a New Holland utility tractor from WC Tractor in Brenham and warm up with preseason savings. Get 0% deals or cash back offers on PowerStar T5, Workmaster Utility, and T6 models. These powerful, comfortable tractors deliver from 40 to 126 PTO horsepower and capably handle nearly any job you throw at them, from loading to haymaking. Warm up with preseason savings now at WC Tractor in Brenham. Offer ends March 31st. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms Terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Bucks and Lady Bucks. Go Bucks and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
And as we come back here, once our final scores, Blinn wins the first game of the doubleheader 7-6 and wins the second game as well 6-5. And we look now at the conference standings, and you got Blinn now moved to just one game behind Galveston in the standings with these two victories here today. And Galveston was only one game behind San Jack, so you got the top three teams each separated by just one game.
That's a great situation. Boy, I tell you what, this is good as it's getting, and it's happening at the right time of the year also.
Yep. Yeah, it's exciting, and a couple of big wins for Blinn. And now coming up Saturday, and this, I guess, is going to be weather permitting, we should preface this, their next games are going to be going on the road to Angelina. And they've got a doubleheader scheduled for, I believe it's 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And as we said, weather permitting, because there's supposed to be rain in the forecast on Saturday. And then Brandon Colvin, who's our assistant athletic director for Blinn, was telling us about McLennan coming in here next week. Of course, I knew they were number one in the country. I didn't know how good. He was telling me 49-1. I'm like,
I think
wow.
There's a pretty good reason why they're number one. I tell you what, though, the one thing I do like, Doug, is mm-hmm. Coach Church has his team, you know, playing really, really good softball at a really, really good time.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're starting to play solid, mm-hmm. playing good, solid defense. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what you want, and it'll make it very interesting in the home stretch.
Certainly will. We're going to take one more break, and we'll be back to wrap it up after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Hyundai of Brenham boasts an extensive inventory designed to cater to a diverse range of driving preferences and needs, from sleek, fuel-efficient sedans to spacious SUVs. Their selection is equipped to please. They're conveniently located, making it easy for you to stop by and discover your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball-softball season. They believe in fostering community spirit and supporting local teams. Drop by at 1710 and Highway 290 West in Brenham and see why they're the preferred choice for drivers.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
Is Whataburger's Honey Barbecue Chicken Strip Sandwich a work of art? The three chicken strips covered in melted Monterey Jack cheese are a study in contrasts and surprise. And the honey barbecue sauce, while at first unexpected, becomes a sweet delight to the senses. Plus, there's the two thick slices of Texas toast that are the canvas for this tasteful creation. And you can eat it. How about that for a masterpiece you can really bite into? The Honey Barbecue Chicken Strip Sandwich at Whataburger. Just like you like it.
that is going to do it for us from out here at Holt Park. And want to thank you, the folks at home, for tuning in. Big thank you to our sponsors who make these possible. And thank you to Grayson back at the studios for his work on the boards. Don't forget, coming up next, we've got the evening report here on KWHI. Craig Montana standing by in the KWHI studios to bring it to you. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug and Tommy said goodnight, everybody.